back from recess. We have Ron Erickson and Bob Atchley with us, and we have some bid recommendations, Ron.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. First item is, actually I have two bids that we are on the agenda this morning for recommendations to be made. The first one is 201206-186, and that's mail services, and the county collector has requested that I ask for this to be extended to this coming Thursday's agenda for recommendation. The main reason is that one of the responders...
wasn't this just... weren't we just asked to extend it till Monday?
Right, right.
There won't be a commission on Thursday.
Not meeting on Thursday?
No.
Okay. Well, she has discovered that one of the responses that she had some questions on, the party involved was on a two-week vacation in Hawaii, and... well, she got a hold of him last night to try to get these answers, and he has asked to get the, if he could have the information to her this afternoon. It involves some cost savings for the county. It's commendable work, and I...
can we do it on Monday?
Certainly.
First thing Monday morning?
Certainly. Week from today?
Yes.
Okay. I appreciate that, and I'll let Sheila know.
Okay.
The next item I have... has also been one that was kind of postponed a time or two, and that is bid number 201207-190, professional administrative services, and due to a few vacations, et cetera, we had scheduled this for recommendation for this morning. I've spent some time this morning with Mr. Atchley to go over the two responses that we received while he was out of state, and he has reviewed both, and I will turn the microphone over to Mr. Atchley.
Basically, as Mr. Erickson said, we've received two responses, and what this is of course, this is the a request for CDBG administration for the proposed flood buyout for these flood-damaged properties. And the county originally wrote the CDBG application. We've informally received some notice that, or we have some understanding at this point that our application will likely be approved. And we've been told that it would be wise for us to go ahead and hire an administrator for the CDBG portion of this. Basically, we received one response from Debbie Redford and one response from EM Fusion LLC, which was previously State and Local Emergency Management Consultants. One thing, and I may need to explain this a little bit, Debbie Redford's bid was for $15,000, and EM Fusion's is for $4,000 plus 3% of the grant funds. And the way this actually works, this actual program, is the county has applied for FEMA funds for 75% of the costs of this buyout. We've applied for a 25% match via the Community Development Block Grant Program. And basically, what the Missouri Department of Economic Development has indicated is that they will pay up to 3% of the total grant awarded to the county. The problem we've got right now is we don't know what that exact amount will be that's awarded. They may award the full 25%.
What amount would that be?
If they were to award the full 25%, we had originally applied for $743,460, but it's possible that they may award a lesser amount. And one of the concerns I had, basically in this one application, that's why they've listed their costs as a percentage, because the most that CDBG will pay is 3% of whatever that awarded value is. And so...
So the 3% plus 4,000 is not, we can't accept that. Well, if the most they'll pay is 3%.
Well, actually, I'm wrong on that. It actually is 3% plus $4,000 is the most that they'll pay.
Okay.
But I guess the biggest thing I want to get out there is that total amount may vary depending on what CDBG ends up funding. And so this second bid of $15,000, we don't really know where this is going to come out at this point. I guess the concern I would have with a flat bid is we could get into a situation where potentially the county might have to pay to fund part of this if for whatever reason we were awarded much less than the $743,000.
Okay, if we were awarded the full $743,460, that's for 100% of the damage.
Yes.
So 25% of that is what we're looking at. If I figured this right,
No, isn't 730 whatever is the 25% part.
Yes.
That's not what
yes.
I understood.
Yes, the 700 is the 25%.
Yes, that's correct. And then
we actually applied for 2.8 or 2.9 million.
And then up to 3%
of the
743,000.
Right.
The flat bid is the
it's cheaper.
It's way cheaper.
But if we don't get, of course
there's I guess what I'm mainly saying, we're kind of comparing apples and oranges in some ways. I kind of wish that this bid would have, if it had said 15,000 or 4,000 plus 3%, whichever is lesser, or whichever is greater, it may have been. I guess what I'm getting down to, or the key thing here is we're not certain exactly what amount we're going to receive at this point from CDBG.
How time sensitive is this?
At this point, it's not extremely time sensitive because we haven't yet received approval from FEMA. Now, as soon as we receive an approval from FEMA, at that point it will become fairly time sensitive. Now, CDBG pays for administration. The administration of the grant is paid for 100% out of the grant as long as the costs don't exceed 3% plus $4,000. And so with the bid being 3% plus $4,000 on this one, it basically ensures that CDBG would pay for 100% of the administration. And that may be the case with this other one, but we just don't know since they've just given us...
Are those funds on top of what would go to the homeowners, or it comes out of what would go to the homeowners?
Well, it's really just looked upon as a part of this program. They've agreed they would pay 25% of the full costs of the project. So that would be 25% of what's paid to the homeowners, 25% of cost of demolition.
Can I ask a question? Maybe a different one to answer this question, and this is a question. This process, we're trying to help the homeowners by getting the 25%.
Yes.
The 25%, as it says right now, the program, the homeowner has to come up with the 25%. This process is to go try to get free money, so to speak, in quotation marks, through CDBG to help the homeowners get the 25%.
Exactly.
So if we get
correct.
A dollar per parcel, it's more than the homeowner will have to put out.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
If yes, the 3% comes out of that 25%, but the entire 25% is all trying to help. Otherwise, the homeowner has to come up with his own 25%, which is how we started the program. Is that right?
That's basically
so they
correct.
Won't get 25%. We would get 23%.
Well,
but that's still, or 22%, but that's still more than they would have got anyway.
The administration has just looked at as part of this.
Okay.
And so they actually will get a full.
Okay.
And this is what's...
No, Bob, explain that.
This is such a complex program, and I've found out it seems to get more complex the longer I deal with it.
Because that was my question before Jim's question. Is the cost of the administration of the grant come out of the 25% that goes to the homeowners, or is it on top of that?
It is on top of that.
Okay.
Because basically what I've been told, and again, the way I understand this through the Missouri Department of Economic Development, is this pays for up to 25% of all of the costs associated with this flood buyout, and that includes the purchase of these homes, the costs of appraisal, the costs of demolition, but it also includes the cost of administering the grant as well. And so it actually will pay for up to 25% of that. Now, here's the thing we are uncertain of at this point, is we've applied for the full 25%, but they've told us that they may, in fact, fund a lesser amount. They may decide, well, we only have the funding available to fund 15% of the cost of this whole project. And so that is a possibility. Now, I've gotten indications informally that this will be approved. I've not gotten a formal approval at this point, but we don't know what amount is being approved. We don't know if it's this full 25% we've applied for, and that's the thing that makes it a little difficult. The other part of this that's really particular to a flood buyout that you don't see with other CDBG programs is it's a voluntary program. And so any of these 10 property owners can decide at any point to withdraw. And so they'll only pay 3% plus $4,000, 3% of the total funds awarded plus $4,000. And so if we have a few of these folks for whatever reason that decide they no longer wish to participate, the amount that they'll pay toward administration is going to decrease as well, if that makes sense. I don't know if I've explained that.
My recommendation is wait to see if we're approved, and then we'll immediately, two bids are already in, we can immediately name the administrator at that point.
That's my question. Can we wait until we know something? Like Danny said, can we wait?
The only reason the Missouri Department of Economic Development, my contact there, he's recommended that we go ahead and move forward even though we've not received an official approval. And the only reason is it takes, from my understanding, about a 6-month period of time to go through their environmental review process. And his thought was that person could already be starting that environmental review process, which I know is kind of crazy since we haven't received official approval, but that was his recommendation early on. I'll be completely honest, the city of Branson, they actually are waiting until they officially receive official approval.
With the way the law is written, if we approve this and the administrator does a certain amount of work and then they do not approve us, we have to pay them for it, any work paid. So I'm not for approving an administrator until the work is...
So let me ask you, grant's approved.
Let me ask you this question. How long before we know about the grant?
That's the question of the day.
Are we talking months? Are we talking weeks?
I felt that we were actually going to receive an approval from FEMA, and FEMA has requested additional information. We're responding to their request for additional information, and I'm hopeful within the next several weeks that we'll receive some type of approval.
Can we do this then? Can we postpone the decision for 30 days?
I really don't see why we couldn't, and I mean, this is the same approach that
Branson's taking. I agree with you, Danny, but the thing is, I don't want to fall so far behind. I mean, we're now talking 6 more months before these residents get any resolution, at least. And this is already 18 months into it.
Exactly.
And they said we could do it in 18 months. Now we're looking at 24 months, and this is ridiculous. I mean, no one uses this program.
But we know from Boone County and other areas within the state that it took a minimum of that much.
Yeah, I mean, they said 18 to 24, but everyone said reality is 24, and I can see why now. I would just like to wait for 30 more days.
Let's just,
okay.
Let's
set if that's all right with you guys.
Let's set it aside.
But the bids stay the same.
Can they stay active, Ron?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm with you.
I would give us the leeway to bring this up at any time and not postpone it for a definite
period. No, and I don't say because if we hear from FEMA tomorrow, I want to be able to move.
That's what I meant.
Yeah. Hey, Bob. I'm sorry. One last thing is if you hear from FEMA before the 30 days, we're not postponing it. We're just saying don't bring it back up. So if you hear from FEMA or whoever tomorrow, this afternoon, bring it back up.
Okay.
That's all I've got there.
Thank you.
Thanks.
You have janitorial supplies also? No?
Nope. That's all done.
We did that already.
That's all
done. I can scratch it off for...
Yeah, we did that last week.
That's all I have. See you next Monday with the with Sheila.
We want to do that early.
9.
That'd be great.
Okay.
Work that out. Girls upstairs.
Will do. Thank you.
Christy, court orders. That's my agenda.
I'll sell you mine.
Yeah. Is this the one you had?
Thank you. I got it.
I was looking for the comment. I was looking for some.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What we're looking at are personal property refunds that have been submitted by the assessor's office.
Personal property. This is all personal property.
Yes.
Okay. Is this all 2012?
No, these are previous years. 2012, we'd have to change in BOE. These are 2010s, 11s. I don't know that there's any 9s.
Danny, help me remind me here. If it's 2010 or 2011, that means they probably had a two-year tag or, and it just now expired, and that's why. And we've done that before.
Right.
When we go beyond 3 years.
Yeah.
When we go beyond 2 years...
Yeah.
We start scratching.
Before we didn't do anything over the 2 years.
Okay. Thank you for the refresher, of course.
Can we label this as with today's date and call it
whatever you'd like, Ron,
Exhibit A?
We'll need to add, this is not in our...
Hold on just a second. That would be 7, 30, 12, Exhibit A. Go ahead, Kristen.
There is one here. It's in our new CAPS program, but it's not in our old program. So we just, it didn't print out on this agenda, but it's number 5946.
Can we bring that up separate from this?
It's a personal property refund.
Is it on this?
No.
Let's do it separate because, unless we want to write it on here and include it because we're going to approve this as an exhibit.
It's an exhibit.
Can you give me the numbers on it?
5946.
That is the what number?
That's the abatement, the court order number.
Give me just a couple minutes to go through these. So in these where I'm showing some refunds, there's also add-ons that have been replace some of these. Is that correct?
Yes, the add-ons are automatically sent through to the collector's office, so we don't see those on our side.
Gotcha. Is there a motion to approve Exhibit A dated 7/30/12?
So moved.
Second. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, say nay. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Now, did you have anything else besides what we have here? That's
no,
it?
That's it.
Thank you.
Could you contact our office and have scheduling reminder for the 10 o'clock tomorrow?
They have already put that on the agenda, and I've already posted
it. It'll be on the agenda. I would like a call-in reminder.
You want a reminder?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Sorry. Gotcha.
We just approved those.
We approved the list?
Yes.
Good.
Did you want to go back? The motion was made. I seconded it to.
I would have voted yes. I know that. So I already looked at
that. Jim's vote. Gentlemen, is there anything else before we step into executive session for today?
Sir, no, sir.
I would entertain a motion to step into executive session.
Motion to go into executive session personnel pursuant 610.021.3.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to go into executive session pursuant to section 610.021, subsection 3, personnel. All in favor say aye.
Danny aye.
Jim aye.
Ron aye. All opposed say nay. Motion carries. This will be our last order of business for the day. And we will adjourn following executive session.